The mayor's office in Chattanooga is providing an opportunity for citizens to get involved through the Safety Coalition. I'm speaking with the co-chair of Chattanooga's Safety Coalition, Dr. Charles Mitchell. Safety is a big issue in Chattanooga, especially lately. It's been a little less safe than what it has been over the past several decades. And so coming together with the mayor's office to find a way to try and make this summer a little bit safer, especially for our youth, has got to be a challenge. Joining me today, Dr. Charles Mitchell, co-chair of Mayor Burke's Safety Coalition. Thank you for joining me.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So what does the Safety Coalition comprise? What do we have?
Well, you have me and Pastor Adams, who are the co-chairs. What we're doing for Mayor Burke's office is that we're leading the Safety Coalition. And right now we're in our infancy stage, taking baby steps. We're having a survey that we're giving out to the community. We're trying to get input and feedback from the community to look at things that are already working, that are in place, and to get our game plan together. As far as the summer goes, we have a couple of websites that we've got for people that will be interested in mentoring, for people that be interested in taking our kids to summer activities. And then also, too, we have a website that is up for people that would be interested in being involved in a Safety Coalition. Could possibly be doing a neighborhood watch or things of that nature.
So you're reaching out to the community via the internet for ways to interact with the city instead of just like picking up a newspaper, thumbing through, and looking at the websites. One of the first things you do is sign in. Let them know who you are and what you're interested in doing.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
Let's take these websites one at a time. Let's start with the Safety Coalition website where you can get involved.
That website is connectchattanooga.gov safe. You can sign up. And again, we're looking for people in the community that want to be involved. You know, once you sign up there, we'll have an opportunity with the surveys for opening the questions, feedback, you know, things for people in the community, how they can help. There are a ton of ways that people can get involved and help. We realize that it takes a village to raise a child. It's going to take many people in this community to help turn the tide of things that are going on. We just can't expect the mayor's office or Chief Fletcher and the police to kind of solve some of our issues. We have to have the common citizen be willing to take a stand and come together.
So you can go to the safety website. That's connect.chattanooga.gov/safe. And we'll have these links on our blog post at WUTC.org. It may be easier to find them there, because the next one we want to talk about is dealing with mentoring. Now, mentoring can make a big difference in a child's life. You're not just showing up once and saying, hi, I'm a really cool person and you should be more like me. Mentoring is one-on-one, working with youth, getting to know them, and helping them maybe change their life.
I'm a big believer in mentoring. As you recall, last year I was on here with Julian Kaufman and Katie King from EPB. Julian's at Baylor and Katie's at EPB, and we've worked along with Dr. Elaine Swalford to take 12 mentoring, and now we've turned it into a citywide initiative with United Way. But basically, what mentoring is, something that can change a young person's life. A lot of the issues that we're seeing being manifest in our city can be changed by simply building a relationship. You know, I really believe that where there's no vision, the people perish. In other words, if there's no hope in my future, there's no power in my present. By simply building a positive relationship with a student or a young person that's out here in some of these parts of our city, build that positive relationship, that can change their outlook on life and the way they see things. And so I think we have a lot of people that do get involved, but, you know, it'd be a dream of me and Julian Kaufman and others in this city that if we had more people to take an active role in our youth, and provided wisdom, provided guidance, and provided a vision and showed them something different. I think a lot of times a mentorship or guidance and wisdom like that, that's not a law, that's not a decree or something that you can do. That's just something simple as, hey, I'm going to show you a different way. I'm going to invest in you and show you something that's different. It's something that's so simple that doesn't cost anything. It's not an initiative, but it's something that's from the grassroots, it's from the bottom. But again, once it takes hold, it can really change lives. Again, I am a product of that. Julian Kaufman, who's over at Baylor, he was able to take me. As you recall, last year I talked about growing up in a drug-infested neighborhood, having a gun put to my head. I talked about some of the negative things that I had to overcome. But by having a positive mentor, like Julian Kaufman in my life. I was able to go out, get a, you know, I'm a doctor right now. I'm also a vice principal at Brainerd High School. So I've reaped the benefits of having a positive mentor-mentee relationship. And we really believe that if we start having more common people in Chattanooga get in involved with our youth, we can turn the tide, just like the tide was turned in my life.
If you wanted to volunteer to be a mentor,
yes, ma'am,
you would sign up on the webpage?
Yes, ma'am. You would go to connect.chattanooga.gov/mentor. That's where you would go.
If you decide to volunteer and be a mentor, is there some guidance on how to help?
In conjunction with the mayor's office, United Way, and their staff, they've done a great job with, you know, with working with us and making sure that we continue to work and get it right to make sure we have those measures in place to where we can identify and match mentors and make sure there's a process in place to where we work.
Obviously, you would want some kind of vetting of the individuals involved. You wouldn't want just anybody walking the door. You'd want to have an idea that they would make a good mentor.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct. And again, we'll continue to work with the United Way. We do have a process to where if people don't want to be involved, of course, they have to be subject to a background check and things of that nature.
And as far as the summer fun, the activities, the volunteer activities and things like that, that's the chattanooga.gov/summer.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
And that's a list that is going to be growing throughout the summer of activities, relatively low cost or no cost.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct. That gives, again, our youth and our young people opportunities and things to do. My grandmother always said an idle mind is the devil's playground. So obviously, if young people are and families are engaged in activities and stuff, there's something for them to do, positive influences and things of that nature. So that's our focal point there.
And of course, the three websites that we talked about coming out of Mayor Andy Burke's office.
That is correct.
They're allowing you to get involved in the community one way or another.
That's correct. Mayor Burke, by doing that, he's allowing our city and people just to be involved. You don't have to be an organization or a business. You can just be a standard person out here and get involved in our community and take a stand.
So if you're sitting there and you're paying attention to the news at all in the city of Chattanooga and you're wondering, what can I do to make a difference? These programs could be a very simple first step. Mentor a child. Go to some of the activities that are promoted by the city of Chattanooga. Get involved that way and sign up for the Safety Coalition.
We put our heads together collectively and then we come together. There's not an issue or a problem that we can't solve. So again, it's, you know, ask not what our city can do for us, ask what we can do for our city. And if we all have that approach, we will have a better, safer city at the end of the day.
You can find links to all three of the websites for the Safety Coalition, for the summer activities, and for the mentoring program on our blog at wutc.org. Thanks for joining me. This is Rabbit for WUTC's Around and About.